there for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe, and we're very happy that you're joining us here on Studio Classroom.
You're just in time for day two of our article called
Dance Risk Reduction? Is that it?
No. Disaster Risk Reduction, DRR. Right. You're still thinking of DDR, aren't you?
We learned about certain natural disasters yesterday. Anne-Marie, have you ever seen the typhoon dance?
Or I have now.
The earthquake dance?
I think I have seen that one at one time.
These before. Are not things to be happy about, of course.
No.
But we can be happy that people are doing things to reduce the risks of these disasters.
That's right. That's all about disaster risk reduction. That's what it is all about, friends. It's about taking natural disasters like volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, and earthquakes, and having a plan and helping communities through that.
That's right. So without further ado, let's get into the rest of our lesson right now.
Disaster Risk Reduction, DRR. Education and public awareness also play a critical role in disaster risk reduction. Countries such as the Philippines have added disaster preparation to their school curriculum and regularly conduct evacuation drills. In Nepal, community-based disaster risk management programs train locals to respond effectively during emergencies. These local efforts ensure that people are not only informed, but also empowered to act quickly in times of crises.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.我们首先来看 curriculum 这个名词，意思是课程或课程内容。来看例句 ，I enjoy the subject, but I wish they had chosen a different curriculum for the class. 我喜欢这个科目，但我希望他们为这门课选用不同的课程内容。Curriculum 的复数名词是把字尾的 um 改为 a， 变成 curricula。来看例句 ，The school's curricula。Have been reviewed to ensure they meet the top academic standards. 这所学校的课程已经过审查，以确保符合最高学术标准。如果是 extracurricular， 就是形容词了，表示课外的活动或是课外的。譬如 ，wanting her children to be well-rounded individuals who excelled at school but also had other talents。Audrey signed them up for several extracurricular activities. Audrey 希望孩子们可以全面发展，不只在学校课业表现优秀，也能具备其他才能，所以为他们报名了许多课外活动。
All right, thank you so much, Jack. Friends, let's get right into it together. Education and public awareness.Also play a critical role in disaster risk reduction. We have a couple of great terms to look at here, friends. The first one is public awareness.
This is how much people know about a problem or issue. In other words, how much people are aware of something that is happening, right? Public awareness about recycling is growing.
Okay, so education and public awareness.Play a critical role. If something plays a critical role, it means that it is very important in a specific situation.
For example, teachers play a critical role in a student's success, or at least that should be the case. So education and public awareness, these play a very important part. They play a critical role in disaster risk reduction. Countries such as the Philippines have added disaster preparation to their school curriculum and regularly conduct evacuation drills.
All right. Well, we see a couple more terms that we need to talk about, friends. The first one is this word preparation. Preparation is the act of getting ready.
That's right. The verb is prepare. You need to prepare for your exam. Preparation is key before taking an exam. So there's disaster preparation, and of course they conduct evacuation drills regularly. Evacuation is moving people to a safe place during a time of danger.
And this is something many schools do to help prepare students in case there is a problem. Many schools will practice evacuation drills. In Nepal, community-based disaster risk management programs train locals to respond effectively during emergencies.
That's right. It's very important to know how to respond effectively and immediately. So these local efforts ensure that people are not only informed, but also empowered to act quickly in times of crises. They're informed. That's another idea of being aware about something, to have all the knowledge for something. But what does it mean to be empowered for something?
Well, empowered and informed are two different things. If you are informed about something, it means that you have the information that you need. But if you're empowered about something, it means you not only have that information, but you also feel strong and able to take action based on the information you have.
Yeah. I mean, for example, maybe someone, has a heart attack and you know that CPR will help this person, but maybe you don't feel empowered to do anything because you don't know CPR yourself. I get the idea that with DRR, they're helping people not only be aware of what will help, but also to help themselves.
I think you're right about that, Gabe. And we are going to learn more about this in just a moment. So let's get right into our next reading right now.
Disaster Risk Reduction, DRR. Regional cooperation is also imperative for effective DRR in the Asia-Pacific area. Organizations such as the ASEAN Committee on Disaster Management, ACDM, and the Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, ADPC, promote the sharing of knowledge, joint training exercises, and coordinated responses among their members. In addition to climate change intensifying natural hazards, it is also creating more frequent and unpredictable events. Many small island developing states, SIDS, and least developed countries, LDC, lack the resources and infrastructure to implement comprehensive DRR measures. Politics, limited data, and a lack of good supervision also hinder efforts in some areas.
Imperative 这个字，它可以当形容词或名词用。当形容词是表示迫切的、极重要的。譬如Seeing the number of cavities in his mouth, the dentist told Landon it was imperative to brush and floss his teeth at least twice a day. 牙医看到 Landon 口里那么多的蛀牙，告诉他必须每天至少刷牙两次，并使用牙线清洁牙齿。Imperative 当名词的意思是表示起始语气或命令。譬如 Come here,is an imperative statement. It states a command. 过来是一个祈使句，它表达的是一个命令。Imperative 也指必要的事。譬如 ,because my parents considered it a moral imperative to help people in need, we often had people living with us. 我父母认为帮助有需要的人是道义上必须做的事，所以我们家常有人来同住。
Thank you so much, Jack. Well, we read here, friends, regional cooperation is also imperative for effective DRR in the Asia Pacific area. We have this word cooperation here, friends. This means that you can work together with others.
That's right. Teamwork requires cooperation from everyone, right? So regional cooperation is also imperative. That means it's really important. It's key, okay? For effective DRR in the Asia Pacific area, organizations such as the ASEAN or ASEAN Committee on Disaster Management, ACDM, and the Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, ADPC, promote the sharing of knowledge, joint training exercises, and coordinated responses among their members. So it sounds like these organizations with these different acronyms, right? They're cooperating. They're doing something in cooperation for this DRR effort.
I think you're right about that. We do have a couple of words to look at in this very, very long sentence. The first one is this word committee. Now, a committee is a group of people who plan things together or decide things together. There's usually a lot of discussion going on, and then together they will decide an action plan.
That's right. It makes me think of the Olympic Committee, who comes up with a lot of rules and policies regarding the Olympics. Well, we also see something else here, training exercises. This is practice activities to get people ready for real situations.
For example, firefighters do training exercises often. Let's read on, friends. In addition to climate change intensifying natural hazards, it is also creating more frequent and unpredictable events. If something is unpredictable, this means it's not able to be guessed or expected.
For example, the weather is unpredictable in spring. Well, there are many unpredictable events. Many small island developing states, or SIDS, hey, Marie, there are a lot of acronyms in this lesson.
This lesson has a ton of acronyms, and there's another one in this next part. And least developed countries, or LDC, lack the resources and infrastructure to implement comprehensive DRR measures.
I mean, if someone were to have a conversation with me and just mention, oh, Gabe, how do you feel about the ACDM these days, or the SIDS, or what about the LDC? I wouldn't know what they're talking about.
I'm really glad that our writer wrote out the entire name for us in every situation. But there is a word that we need to talk about here, friends, and it's that word implement. If you implement something, it means that you start using a certain plan or an idea.
That's right. There's this idea or plan already in place. People are talking about it, thinking about it, but now you're starting to do it, right? The school will implement new rules next month, for example. So they're going to implement comprehensive DRR measures, or things that they're going to do. Politics, limited data, and a lack of good supervision also hinder efforts in some areas.
All right, let's talk about that word supervision, friends. This is watching and guiding someone to ensure safety or correct behavior.
Remember, was it last lesson about the squirrels and the crow? The crow offered to oversee everyone's work. He was basically offering his supervision, or to supervise, but he didn't really do that in actuality. But here's another example of supervision. Children need adult supervision at this pool.
All right, friends. We'll be right back after today's InfoCloud.
Hi, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, are you almost finished with your big project?
Not quite, but come hell or high water, I need to finish it by next Friday, as we're departing for a music tour on Saturday.
Hang in there. You're almost there. And that phrase you used was very dramatic. We should definitely talk about what come hell or high water means.
We use the phrase come hell or high water to emphasize that we will get something done, no matter how difficult it is or how many obstacles arise.
For example, Tony is extremely busy, but he will attend his sister's wedding in Hawaii this summer, come hell or high water.
There are two powerful sources of destruction. Fire, which is symbolized by hell, or floods, or high water.
Yes. So the phrase really means that you are determined to do something regardless of what obstacles you have to overcome to do it.
当你下定决心完成某件事情，无论过程中遇到多大的阻碍，就可以用 come hell or high water 来形容。在这个用语中， hell 代表着火，而 high water 代表大水，两种极端困境，表示无论遇到什么困难都不改变目标。 Tony will attend his sister's wedding in Hawaii, come hell or high water. Tony 无论如何都会参加妹妹在夏威夷的婚礼。这个用语形容一个人充满决心与毅力，坚持到底。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Disaster Risk Reduction, DRR. The increasing frequency of disasters demands a strong, sustained investment in disaster risk reduction. While progress has been made through technology, education, and cooperation, continued commitment is essential. From local communities to regional partnerships to worldwide cooperation, the key to a safer, more secure, and sustainable future for all people is embracing the goals of DRR, thereby building stronger communities.
Today's usage tip is thereby 加现在分词的用法。副词 thereby 表示因此或借此。常见的用法是主词加动词，逗号 thereby 加现在分词。前面的主要子句为原因，后面的现在分词为该原因所导致的结果。在这个用法中，现在分词的动作执行者必须是前方主词，透过分词引出结果，使表达更为简洁。Thus 与 hence 这两个副词也是用于这种用法哦。来看一个例句 ：Cloud computing enables remote access, thereby increasing collaboration. 或是 ，Cloud computing enables remote access, thus increasing collaboration.云端运算使得远端存取成为可能，从而提升协作效率。
Thank you for teaching us that usage tip, Jack. Well, at the end of our lesson here, friends, we read, the increasing frequency of disasters demands a strong, sustained investment in disaster risk reduction. We have a lot of big terms in that sentence. Let's define some of them now.
Frequency. This is how often something happens. For example, the frequency of earthquakes is increasing.
Okay, so we also have this word sustained. Sustained means continuing for a long time. This could mean a lot of different situations and different things could be sustained, whether it's an action by a person or something in the weather as well.You could say the team sustained effort during the project, or you could say there's been sustained rainfall over the last week.
And Gabe has been sustaining his earthquake dance for quite a long time. And now it's time to stop. But, let's go on to this next word here, which is invest or investment, the noun form, right? Investment is spending money or time to get something better in the future.
All right. For example, education is a good investment for your future. All right. So we see here, reading the sentence again, the increasing frequency of disasters demands a strong, sustained investment in disaster risk reduction. While progress has been made through technology, education, and cooperation, continued commitment is essential. What does it mean if something is essential?
It kind of reminds me of that word imperative that we talked about earlier. It's very important and necessary. For example, water is essential for life.
You're right about that. We read on here, from local communities to regional partnerships to worldwide cooperation, the key to a safer, more secure, and sustainable future for all people is embracing the goals of DRR, thereby building stronger communities. Friends, we have one more thing to take a look at here, and that is this term, the key to something.
This is the most important part of something. Practice is the key to success, or they say that communication is the key to a good marriage.
That's a good example. Now, friends, you have seen a lot of very big sentences and a lot of big acronyms as well in this lesson, and practicing those things over and over is the key to understanding them. So thank you for sticking with us here.
We should probably talk about something else here. At the very end, we see this phrase, stronger communities. I have a feeling that the writer had two meanings for this phrase.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because, of course, we've been talking about maybe creating places that have better infrastructure. So those could be referring to the physical buildings in communities, thereby having stronger communities, or more the emotional part or aspect of this. That means people coming together and having better relationships because of having worked together.
I think that's a really good point. So there's two keys here, right, friends? The key here is that, yes, the infrastructure of towns and cities needs to be better, but also as a community, when there are disasters, people need to come together and take care of each other.
Well, you know who is part of our strong community here at Studio Classroom?
Are you talking about Ernest Finder?
I love that guy. Let's go to today's fun fact.
Hello, fact friends. I am Detective Ernest Finder, and I have a fun eye fact for you today. Did you know that typhoons have an eye, but they cannot see? The eye is the center point of the storm. It's true. How big are they? Well, the eye of a typhoon can be from 3.2 to 320 meters wide. That's a big storm. And that is today's fun fact.
You know what time it is, friends. It is time for a talk about it question. Here we go. How can education and community involvement help reduce the impact of disasters?
Well, I think we have some of the answers here in our lesson. So if you kind of reread the lesson here, you might get some answers or some ideas for a solution, right? Because the idea is, if you're not aware of something, then you need to spend a little time becoming informed about things.
You're talking about the part of our lesson that was talking about education and public awareness as helping people prepare for natural disasters. I agree with you there. I think that public awareness and also practicing what you need to do, such as doing drills, can help people be better prepared mentally and physically if something does happen.
That's right. So remember to practice those drills. I'm so glad that some schools are doing this already.
Friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Gabe, saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.